Jim Horney is director of federal fiscal policy at the Center on Budget and Policy Priorities, and joining me with his take on what will happen this week and what it means for your agency. Jim, thanks for being on the program today.
Glad to be with you.
Good to talk to you as always. It seems to be getting clearer and more confusing at the same time, doesn't it?
Well, it seems clear that the leadership in the House and the Senate, Democratic and Republican, and the president do not want to have a shutdown. They want to reach agreement. They think there's a framework there that may get them there. But obviously, they've still got details to work out and then find out if they can get the votes to pass whatever it is they agree to.
Now, let me read you what the statement from Speaker Boehner said just within the last hour or so. I don't know if you've had a chance to see it or hear it yet, but he wrote or said in the statement, "I've made clear that their $33 billion is not enough, and many of the cuts that the White House and Senate Democrats are talking about are full of smoke and mirrors. That's unacceptable." Now, when I read that, the cynic in me says, my $33 billion is good and your $33 billion's not. Am I off the mark there?
It's hard to know exactly what's going on there. I mean, talk both about the cuts not being enough and then smoke and mirrors, and I don't know which of those is more important and what it is that he's going to insist on. Again, I think there's a real interest here in avoiding a shutdown, but there clearly are some differences of opinion about exactly what should be done in order to achieve that.
Now, last hour, I talked to my colleague Amy Morris from here at Federal News Radio, and I made the mistake, I think, of being focused on either shutdown Friday night or no shutdown Friday night. And she reminded me that that's not necessarily the only possibilities here. Is there any way to even quantify all the potential things that could happen, or is it really that totally uncertain?
I think it's very uncertain. There, of course, is a possibility that you won't get an agreement for a full year appropriation bill before Friday night, and that there would be another short term, could even be just a matter of a few days, continuing resolution, although there clearly is a resistance to that. I think people don't really want to do another, but that could happen. It's conceivable. Don't reach agreement and you actually start moving toward a shutdown and then agreement gets reached. So I think there are all sorts of possibilities here.
With so many moving parts and with such a lack of sense right now about which agencies will be impacted the most, who's going to be deemed essential and who's not going to be deemed essential, is there any way, if I'm sitting at a fairly high level at an agency and I have a whole bunch of people underneath me, to try to handicap this and try to figure out what move I make next? I mean, I can't imagine that there aren't contingency plans in place already, but OMB has said don't talk about them to anybody.
Yeah, agencies should have plans in place now. They've been working on them, plans in place about what to do if there is a shutdown. Now, in part, exactly what happens depends in part on how long the shutdown lasts, because there are some things that would not be necessary to have people keep working in the short run, but in the longer run, in order to protect property, health, and safety of the population, you might need to bring people back. So I think it is still hard for anybody to say exactly what's going to happen, but I say agencies should basically have plans in place that would give guidance to agency managers if, in fact, a shutdown does occur.
One element that I have thought about during this that, and I find it fascinating, is nobody seems to be able to get a message through to Congress to say, you're going to cost the government and therefore the taxpayers a lot of money by all the planning that we're doing, whether there's a shutdown or not, especially if there isn't, because of all of the extra time and effort that's been devoted to this. And also, just turning the lights back on whenever it ends is not free either. That costs a lot of money to get everybody back up to 100% operational ability. That message doesn't seem to be getting through either.
I think you're right. It's probably not getting through, but it's also a matter of, even if it gets through and members of Congress agree that a shutdown would be a bad thing, or even having to spend the time planning on it is a bad thing, but it's still means you've got to work out an agreement. And if you've got differences of opinion, and there's some strongly held views here about the size of the cuts and what priorities should be, and don't forget that in this there are a number of important policy issues, so-called riders, that House Republicans have been insisting on, Senate Democrats, President resisting, you have differences of opinion about that. So even if you have agreement that you don't want to shut down or have to threaten a shutdown, that doesn't necessarily make it easy to reach agreement on how to avoid one.
Former President Clinton seems to have a way of making his fellow Democrats get terrible cases of heartburn early in the morning. He was on ABC this morning, and he said he doesn't think a shutdown would be as bad for people and for the country as it was when he was in office. What do you think about that idea? I imagine he probably didn't make too many friends with that kind of a sentiment.
I'm not quite sure why it wouldn't be as bad. In part, when we had the two-week shutdown in 1995-96, a number of full-year appropriation bills had actually been enacted, so there were a number of agencies that weren't affected. Right now, we have no full-year appropriations, so all agencies, to the extent they depend on, and most of them depend very heavily on, discretionary appropriations, would be subject to this. So, in fact, I think a shutdown, if it lasted a long time, would be more far-reaching than the one we had in 1995 and 1996.
All right, let's pretend that the glass is half full, and we have some kind of arrangement, and there's no shutdown. Next week, Congress theoretically would move right to the debt limit ceiling. Are there implications there for the agencies? Does that matter, or do you think the attention at the agencies will turn right to the FY 2012 budget bills?
I think there certainly are implications for agencies of what happens with a debt limit increase and what happens with other things that would likely be connected with the debt limit increase, other changes in policies that people might insist on as the price of voting to increase the debt limit. The debt limit doesn't have the same effect on agencies of a lack of appropriations, in that it doesn't cause an immediate shutdown, people not being able to come to work. But it certainly could have a big impact on how agencies operate. And as I say, even if we avoid, which I certainly hope we avoid, running up against a debt limit and having any kind of default, but even if you avoid that, the kinds of changes in policies that may be made as part of a debt limit debate could have far-reaching impacts on agencies and the programs those agencies operate.
All right, and another element that we learned this weekend was the marker that at least Republicans in the House want to set for the FY 2012 budget and beyond. $4 trillion is what they're looking to cut. Is that, do you think, just a marker, or is this where they want to start the discussion, or what do you take away from that number?
Well, I think you take from that that the majority party in the House really wants to dramatically cut spending. It's going to be interesting to see exactly what the details they have, but they have made clear that they are committed to reducing spending, to avoiding any increase in revenues to help deal with the deficit and force any deficit reduction occurs to be purely on the spending side. So that's clearly what they would like. On the other hand, I think there's going to be resistance to that in the Senate and with the president. No question we're going to have restraint on spending in coming years. The appropriations for 2012, I think, are going to be hard-pressed, and there are going to be efforts to make changes in a variety of entitlement programs. But exactly how that's going to play out over the next 6 months or year, I don't know. But it's clear there's going to be a lot of discussion of reductions in a wide array of federal programs.
Well, long before we get to that, we have to get through the CR situation. If you were a betting man, what would you be putting your money on in the next day or two?
I think it's pretty likely that there will be some kind of agreement. Whether it will come quickly enough so that there's no interruption in funding, I don't know. I think probably a fairly good chance we might get a brief interruption. I think likely we will avoid a longer-term shutdown, but that certainly could happen. It could be that you simply can't get agreement in time to avoid that.